Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Challenge fans? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV and the Challenge After Show. And apparently this episode was brought to you by Fast and Furious 9, which will be out in an entire year. So that's great. They couldn't tell us that enough tonight. We got some of the crew in the house tonight. We've got David, Jenna, Benny, Dan the Man. We're all here. How you guys doing?
What up? We're good,
man. What's going on, man? How you doing?
How is everyone? Haircuts, everyone. Benny, you doing all right? Haircut? No haircut?
Yeah. Wait, what?
I saw your Instagram. You're all upset about you didn't have. You can't get a haircut right now. I'm looking out.
I wish I could. It's been forever. But okay, I might as well grow it out.
That's what we're all doing right now. Let's get right into it, guys. I'll say that where I was right, Jay was just got the wind knocked out of him. I was right about that. Where I was dead wrong, he still went home even though he had two skulls. So my conspiracy there was wrong. Thoughts on him versus Rogan. We'll get into it real quick because there's so much to cover tonight.
You're right. There was so much that I almost – how is it that I almost forgot that this elimination started this episode? When you were talking about Jay, I was like, wait, what is it? Like, this is three episodes ago. No, it was the beginning of this episode. That's crazy that I actually completely forgot about this. I was wrong, too. So I thought it was something more to do with his arm and the way that he fell and him maybe breaking his arm or hand or something. But – he did get the wind knocked out of him, and it was still pretty gnarly on Rogan's behalf. But I was not expecting for Jay to get back up. So it's awesome that he still got back up. His strategy of shooting, he did shoot a shot, didn't quite work out. I think something was off with his strategy. He probably could have went an alternate route, but I think he was so damaged and winded that it was probably his only option at that point. But he wasn't really trying to use any agility, any speed, anything that probably would have actually worked in his favor because it's very rare to be able to shoot that basket and get it in. But he tried. So it's all props to Jay.
Yeah, it's so funny that you bring that up, Jenna, because I completely forgot about the elimination also after the end of the episode. I'm like, oh, wait, there was that elimination with Jay and Rogan. And I felt so bad for Jay. And I completely understand why he did what he did with his strategy, because that hit probably, I can't even imagine what that hit did to him. And he didn't want to get hit like that again. That's what I'm thinking. And so he did the best other possible thing he could do, which is just try to shoot his shot. Unfortunately, it didn't work, but the dude is still a challenge legend in my book. And he didn't give up. He didn't quit. He went through it, even though I'm pretty sure he was pretty messed up more than what we saw on TV. So,
We saw a lot of his messed upness, though. He was
– Yeah, he
– thought he only went twice. He didn't even realize he had gone three times.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that they were alluding to the fact that he probably had a concussion, which is not a very telling injury to see. It's not really one of those that is very like tangible that you can see very well on TV, but it's still so crucial. And I mean, I feel like people don't give it enough attention with severity wise, but it still needs to be handled like really seriously. And for him to be all wonky and messed up is a really bad sign.
I mean, props to Jay though for even continuing, because I think most people probably would have just stayed down at that point. You know, the average person probably like, yo, I'm done. I'm out of it. And then even to strategize to say, hey, I'm still going to try and win by shooting my shot. I mean, that shows heart from the guys. So, I mean, yeah, props to Jay. It's a bummer he went home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he got back up, I was like, yes! And I was like, you need to take a beat, you need to take a minute. And he was like, no, let's go, let's keep going. We're like, that's the Jay we know and love. Keep doing you, Jay. But it was also like, shouldn't you take a beat though? Because like, you got really messed up. Like, if they're allowing you to have some water, maybe take that chance. Maybe sit down for a second.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, right. When you need the rules re-explained to you, when the only rule is get the ball in the basket and then you get in the basket, there's something going on there. All right, here we go. Jenna and Zach. We have down so many thoughts here. I have a couple bullet points, and then you guys can expand on all of this. My first thought was, this is really random, but it was, Jenna, lock your phone, aka delete your DMs. Why are they even still there after 2 years? And then my thought about Zach was, Zach, she's there to make you some money too, man. Relax. She's going to be home soon. It's not like they're there for 3 years. They're probably there for 3 months. You're going to be fine. Please, guys, your thoughts on this nonsense that we had to listen to for 30 minutes tonight.
I told you guys this before I started this episode. I was like, I have a feeling I'm going to be really upset with Jenna. But after watching this, I was the complete opposite. It's no secret. I'm a huge fan of the girl. And I just felt just really bad for her. And it's an unfortunate situation to be in. It's a situation that a lot of people can't relate to, having a relationship on a reality TV show. And just like your stress level is just out of this world. So I felt completely bad for her. As far as like the whole Instagram thing and him having his password, I think I read somewhere, I don't know if it's a rumor or what, but I heard that when she's on a challenge, he posts pictures of her on her Instagram. Okay. He keeps her Instagram active. I could be completely wrong. I could be 100% wrong.
Why he had access to her phone, but why she didn't have those DMs already deleted from 2 years ago. It's like just
because it's 2 years ago. Down. Like it's 2 years ago. It's not a big deal.
But she said she didn't tell him certain things about what happened when she was single on purpose to not hurt his feelings. So not deleting those DMs would hurt his feelings.
Right.
She probably forgot all about them though.
Because that's why.
She had no idea what he was talking about.
Her not deleting them actually just speaks more to how truthful and loyal she is. She has nothing to hide. She was single at that point. That's what gets me is like, I guess Zach could be upset, but there's obviously a lot more of issues there in that relationship for him to get that dramatic and upset about something that happened 2 years ago when she was single. But I don't know their life. I don't know their relationship. Right. But from what we've seen, everything is just like so dramatic on Zach.
This whole thing is crazy. I mean, for one, it's 2 years ago. I mean, the fact that he's probably sitting there just scrolling all the way to 2 years ago, it's kind of like, come on, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
there's nothing else to do.
Right.
I know. And damn. So what you guys are bringing up about the phone, that's probably actually a really good, true point, Benny, that he's posting social media posts from her Instagram. That's why he has access. Because my thought immediately gravitated to, why does he have her passwords? Right. That's like a very kind of scary, telling situation to be in a relationship. There's obviously no trust if you have somebody's passwords to access their social media. But that would provide like a really good, sane, rational point that makes me feel like, okay, I can back up. I don't need to like play psychotherapist here and say, you guys have some deep issues if you have passwords to each other's shit. But if they're, you know, doing it for that reason, then that obviously makes a lot more sense. I mean, obviously Jenna really loves him. Felt like she needed to go home for him, then that's her prerogative. That's her thing. But it's really a disservice to her. And it's disappointing of Zach too, because in a relationship, you need to have your own things too. You need to have your own independence. Yeah. And he's completely taking that away from her by making her stop dead in her tracks, leave everything, like Dan saying, leaving money on the table for him, leaving opportunities and relationships and being in beautiful places with other people and being on TV for her to go cater to him and his kind of like jealousy and maybe unrational, you know, emotions with this old DM situation.
I love Zach when he's not with Jenna. Like a couple seasons ago, all his one-liners in the confessional, and I thought he was absolutely hilarious. But he's real to Jenna, and in a relationship, he's just so manipulative with her. And it freaks me out, because the way he started to even spin it in that phone conversation, and we only heard a section of it, he immediately got her like apologizing for doing nothing wrong. She was single.
Right.
Well, do you guys remember?
What are we doing here, Zach?
Do you guys remember a couple of seasons ago when they were both on the same season? And yeah, they were on the balcony. And he spun it to where he needed security. And he spun it to where it was her fault, when in actuality, it was his fault, because he was the one showing Amanda his Bumble when he was still in a relationship.
Of course.
Right. Okay. So she gets in trouble for DMs from when she's single from 2 years ago, but he's actively starting and opening a Bumble page when they're in a current relationship together. And again, he's the king of spin zone. It's a really telltale sign of a bad manipulative relationship that he's always putting it on her, and Jenna will always take fault so instantly. It's so unfair for her.
And now they're engaged, Jenna. Think about that, right? And now they're engaged. So it's like, what? What is this?
Well, it's obviously a love worth fighting for to her, you know? So
clearly, yeah.
Well, and this is why I felt so bad for her, because it's one thing if she was like, you know what, I want to go home, I don't want to be here. But she literally said, I don't want to leave, I want to stay here, but I will go home for you. And that shows, you know, the type of person that she is. She is a very caring, loving type of person, even though she wanted to stay and win that money. And like she said in the first episode, bring back the Barbie beast. So
yeah, I know, caring and loving, you're right. But it's also like, it's so hard because I'm not in her shoes, but it's like, to what extent, you know? You have to have some self and some pride, I guess, too. Like, make sure you know your worth too, and you're not just like always submitting to somebody. But I mean,
I think at some point you just need to both be adults, especially with a relationship that's been on this long. I mean, truthfully, not trying to talk crap, but really, it's like, you've been together how many years? I mean, if there's still no trust there, then you got to make a decision. You know what I mean? There clearly, the obvious is there's no trust there, but I think also there's a lot of personal issues with Zach, like with insecurities and stuff that he needs to work out that's being projected. Just an outsider take. But at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, it's like, you got to grow up at some point. And she's out there, she can win money for the both of them. That's going to benefit both of them and further their career, hopefully. And, you know, it's just a win-win. So I just think to take someone from that opportunity is just selfish, in my opinion.
All right.
It's just so,
Bear and Skinner are next. We've just got drama all over the place tonight. David, you must be loving this. David loves the drama, doesn't he? Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's get into this. Persistent wins out. That's what they're talking about tonight. And Bananas and Wes create a home decor for them. And my question to you guys is, I'll answer last this time, was this taken too far, what Wes and Bananas did to Kayla's bed?
That's Wes and Bananas. Go ahead, Benny.
Was it taken too far with the pictures of Mikey, I guess?
It was taken too far when they took the picture. Everything else is whatever. It was taken too far when they took the picture. You don't go, not only did they go into her personal belongings, but that was just, that's very sacred.
Were they in her personal belongings, or were they hung up already on a wall somewhere?
No, they were in her, they were in a book of hers.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and so.
I didn't hear that part, okay.
A picture of you and your loved one, and you even touching it, like, let alone putting it on top of the ceiling. I just think that's like just so disrespectful to do. Like, that's one thing you just should never do.
Well, it's similar to a few seasons ago when we had like Kayla and Melissa, when they got in her suitcase and started going through her stuff. I think there's a certain boundary. Like, once you go literally physically go into someone else's property, I think that's when you're crossing the line. I mean, they literally went to her bed, opened up her book, pulled out the pictures. It's not like it was just there on the table or a pillow or something. So I think that you're taking it a little too far. And then to just kind of blast it in front of everybody's face, it's like a mockery.
But even if it was just laying out on the table, like, that's still something that you don't mess with. Like, that's someone's relationship. And yeah, she's in the wrong for what she did. But still, like, you don't cross that line.
It's like, Jenna. Honestly, how old is Bananas? How old are you? You're acting like a 12-year-old boy. They are so immature. And yes, it's like, at the end of the day, it's ultimately always going to be Kayla's fault. And she knows that. And she's seeing that in this episode. I'm not condoning that. I mean, she cheated on her boyfriend, but she obviously, something was wrong with her relationship that she was able to give into Bear, and that this flirtation and this makeout happened and probably continues to happen. As we see, we all know what happened outside the house at this point, but Wes Bananas, just like the immaturity level. I know you're bored. I know it's like, it could be a playful, harmless prank. Doing the little love den, I think, is totally fine. A funny prank, whatever. You're bored. You're in this bunker. Hanging up the pictures, all you're doing at this point is now making this kid, Mikey, a complete joke. And it's so unfair to him. He already has to watch his girlfriend cheating on him on national TV, dealing with all the social media haters, all the Twitter warriors. And now you're literally being laughed at by people in this house, being made a complete joke of. And it just salted his wounds. I feel so bad for him. So it's really just like so disrespectful and immature of them. But
how about
it's just like grow up, guys?
B plus K minus M. Was that acceptable? I guess is my question. Was that okay in your guys' books?
Also, their interior decorating is ugly as hell. So
I'm asking you guys an honest question. Was that too much? The B plus K minus M equals love is what they did.
I think Mikey P should have just been left out of it, to be completely honest.
Right. Yeah.
It's all shot in the face.
He's not even in the house competing
to defend himself. I can tell you guys, with everything you said, I completely agree. And I don't think it was right, but in all honesty, because I'm not afraid to be honest here, I still laughed. I still thought it was amusing that the thought of her making out with Bear and looking up and seeing the picture of her ex made me personally laugh. Call me an asshole. But
I get what they're doing. I totally get it. Yes, absolutely. But it's still messed up. I mean, humorous to an extent, but at the same time, it is still pretty messed up. Yeah.
I mean, it's easy for us to laugh. Yeah. Right. It's like I laugh and like, damn, like that is dirty. That is disrespectful as hell, you know, but I still ultimately have the conclusion of like, nah, that's too messed up.
Well, even Kayla laughed.
More messed up than it is funny.
Well, she laughed before. No, she laughed before she saw the
pictures. She laughed before she saw the pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the main. I didn't mind the B plus K minus M. It was in jest. It was kind of cute in theory, but the pictures was obviously over the line. I still laughed. It was over the line.
I mean, it's a really weird situation. It's so layered because she knows she messes up, and it's different in some cheating situations on the challenge where people get super sloppy drunk and cheat and then try to make up with their loved ones and lie to them. We still don't know what Kayla's going to say to Mikey. We don't know how this is going to air out. But it obviously seemed like she wanted to pursue something with Bear after this all. So
they still make out on a couch eventually. We have not seen them make out on a couch. They did every week. We're waiting for the couch makeout scene. And
so it's weird.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's weird because we see her going through her roller coaster of emotions and she's feeling regret and remorse. But it also is still like, you reap what you sow and you still did it. So that's why it's still so layered, you know? Like, you messed up and you have
and
to...
And she's now with this Sam guy, and I know they're still together because there's an Instagram picture of them all hanging out in Kansas City, Missouri. Her, Nani, SD, and the lovely couple, Kayla and Sam. So, we know too much now. We know too much. And Bear at this time has no idea those pictures are up there. At least that was my... The way I looked at it, he didn't see that the pictures were up there because he was even shocked when Nelson pointed up like, dude, look why Kayla's so upset. And then his face was like an O face, like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't sign up for this because he got her in the room. Let's remember.
Right.
Come on, hon. Come show you. Let's see what I got for you. So even Bear was like in the dark about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to say I don't think Bear is a malicious person, but he still knew Kayla had a boyfriend and still was persistent and overly pushy.
Did you hear what he said tonight?
He was bragging about it.
I'm a gentleman. I respect women. I'm like, dude, you're an F-boy. What? How does that anything to do with what you
totally is.
Well, I think Wes put it the best.
About it earlier.
Yeah, well, Wes, Wes had a paragraph about that, but he was also being very rude to Kayla in this episode, so.
True.
All right. Anyways, let's get into this Fast and the Furious challenge. Was anyone else overwhelmed with the advertising for Fast and the Furious 9, or was it just me?
It was pretty direct. Yeah. I mean, I will say, though, this challenge, again, was bad. Like, I'm so jealous of these challenges to see. They all look so rad, dude. Like, man, I want to do that. But
was it? Yeah. Okay, I'll give you the, David, you're right. It was rad, and I would love to do it. Was it exciting to watch, though?
I was like,
when will it? It took a very long time for me personally. I was waiting for it to end, and the only thing I enjoyed really was the drama that happened throughout the whole thing. I love,
well, of course.
Drama.
I mean, yeah, I think it was cool. There's been boring, more boring challenges than I think this was. It wasn't right up there with like top. No, but it still looked really fun. So I think maybe just personally, I thought that was cool because I want to do it. But it wasn't boring. I don't think it was boring.
I would say, like, my favorite person to watch doing the challenge was Melissa, just knowing that she was pregnant during the time, and she was able to just beast it out like that. That was what I enjoyed watching. That was impressive.
Yeah, she shmurted that. And at that point, it was only Jordan and, Nani, the first group that went. All these groups have gone by, and it was only Jordan and Nani who had completed the puzzle at that point until Bananas and Melissa did. I think the challenge, I mean, I love Fast and Furious, so, like, yes, love it, here for it. But also, I mean, there was a lot of discrepancies in how well teams could compete this challenge. So that's kind of why I liked it, because you see so many people in the beginning doing the side of the bus part so efficiently and just being able to grab their puzzle pieces. You have the highlights, like Josh is being a complete doof and being absolutely unaware of accidentally kicking it off. I was like, bro, you know you kicked it off, but I guess you didn't. But then you see like Fessy and Rogan struggling, all these teams struggling just to get that middle piece. So even though it could be a little bit boring at points, I mean, it definitely grabbed my attention with trying to figure out why certain teams were struggling with the rope and the dynamic and all of that.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, why can some teams get that piece all the way in the bottom corner, but others couldn't? And
right.
Then I saw Bananas go, and Bananas was legitimately standing on the top of the semi-truck, and he was leaning over as far as he could, and then Melissa was able to get it. The other guys, like Fessy, I think at one point was lying on it. Like, he went to the top, but he lied on it. Bananas was literally standing on the top. So that gave him the extra push, I think, to get that piece. But that's as much as I could. The strategies, everyone had a different strategy.
Right.
I was trying to follow along with it, but it was a little difficult.
Yeah, it seemed really hard to strategize this one. Obviously, there was a rope and it was small, so you have to deal with weight leverage and all that. But I kind of went in like, I still don't know. I don't know either, what the hell I would do, honestly.
Well, I mean, it's not every day you get to hang on the side of a semi-truck. You know what I mean? That's one of those things you kind of got to just think in the moment. You know, so it's like, where do we go?
Definitely Tori also. Tori's so badass. She's a monster getting up to that truck and being like, where's the piece? Where does the piece go? And Josh, with goofy ass, is like, where is it? They're all like pointing at the piece.
He's like, no.
No. Didn't give us enough pieces, and they're like, no, Josh, bro, like, you dropped it, sorry.
Josh was in full denial for that.
Yeah.
And the other couple that I wanted to talk about was when Nelson and Anissa went. Now, honestly, I wasn't sure why Nelson thought so much that she like forfeited or blew the match on purpose, because I didn't see the point in her doing that. Because if she really wants to get a red skull, she should just try to win this and then put herself in. So I didn't get where Nelson was coming from. I thought he was way off. Nelson, not the smartest crayon in the color in the box of the crayons. However, he was.
So
I have no idea.
Nelson, this is part of the news and gossip. I'll explain later, but he explains it on why he was saying that.
Okay.
So it's a little tease.
I'm excited for that.
He has to clear it up because it made no sense. Why he kept saying that about her, but...
Yeah, no, there was zero reason for Anissa to want to throw that challenge, and he had Anissa to the point where she was crying, being like, what do I need to say to get through your head? I didn't throw this challenge, like...
And Anissa and Jenna are friends. Like,
right.
They're good friends, so...
I mean, I love both of them. I love Anissa so much, and Nelson, it's just like, he's one of those guys who... you know, really means well at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And he's a competitor. He like lives and dies by competition to the point where it's almost comical, where it's like, he will throw aside money. He will throw aside the reason you literally go on the challenge just to like win a daily, which sure, we all want to do, but it's like, he really gets into it. So he's like super cute and adorable, but he's also so temperamental that he just loses his shit and he can't get it back together.
I think it's just a bottled up emotions. I mean, the adrenaline in the moment. He's clearly frustrated. He hasn't had the greatest track record, you know what I mean? And I think that situation, he just needed someone to vent to, someone to blame. And it just kind of came out on Misa. I mean, I know Nelson personally, he's a great guy, but yeah, I mean, and he's very competitive. He's super competitive. And I think, you know, in that situation, it's just the emotions come out and she just happened to be the target, unfortunately. Yeah.
Did you think that Jordan threw the challenge? Because I do not.
I don't think so.
That vibe at all. Mm-hmm. And Bailey, because her whole thing.
So was. I do get Bailey's perception a little bit because she's stoked to have Jordan as a partner. He already went. He's already so good at the game. And they get in there and it looks like he's not doing the puzzle as well. Time to complete the puzzle because you didn't get as many pieces right. as Nani did. So I mean.
Well, here's my thing. If it doesn't matter. Jordan wins with. Bailey or Jordan wins with Nani, in theory, I know he didn't do it tonight, but he could just, no matter who he wins with, he can just say, hey, Tori, you're in the tribunal as well. And then if she likes the elimination next episode, in theory, she could just go in. So I don't know.
Well, how does that work though? Because what if both of the girls want to go into elimination?
Of course. But then Jordan, I would assume, would be the tie vote. Like all three of them would vote. And if Bailey says, I want to go in, then Jordan says, I want Tori. And then Tori says, I want myself.
Yeah.
Bam, Bailey's
we
out.
We haven't really seen how that plays out.
We haven't yet. But I assume I can't assume that's how they would do it. They wouldn't, like, give it back to everyone else. Like, yeah, you guys all vote again. And we have, like,
See why Jordan would rather have Nani in the tribunal than Bailey, honestly, because Bailey always is maybe going to want to bring Swaggy in with her. And then maybe he thinks if he's with Nani, has a better chance to get Tori in the tribunal. We see that doesn't even work out that way. Right. It's a complete curveball what ends up happening. I get where Bailey's from, but I do think she is, it's a little bit of deflecting emotions also, you know, I think she could have competed better as well.
And so let's also talk about now why Jordan doesn't just pick Tori.
Nani picked Jenna.
Yeah.
It's fine that they picked Jenna because what they can do now in theory is the three people that they get to bring into the nomination or the tribunal. So I don't mind that he didn't pick Tori in the tribunal. It doesn't necessarily matter. And now they can figure out who the house, he can kind of try to manipulate the house and who they vote in, and hopefully they didn't vote in someone weak that Tori thinks that she can win against. I don't know.
I don't really know why Jordan thinks he has such a grasp over the game. I know he's powerful, but I'm kind of like, good luck.
That's a lot of work.
How are you going to get Tori in there? And the thing with, you know, you saying Jordan could have put Tori in, I took it as like it's a girl's day. Nani has the power. She killed it. She performed so amazing. I took it as like a Nani power move, being like, I'm gonna throw Jenna in here. The reason why Jenna's in there is kind of like, ooh, what are these two best friends working with? Is Nani like, all right, girl, I got you. You want to go home? I mean, then we'll get you in the elimination. Or is she like, no, chick, you're staying here with me. I'm making sure you're safe.
They didn't show any, and they didn't show Jordan.
Good, Jordan doesn't have power in the situation. Let Nani and the girls run this because it's a girls' day.
But I think the reason is because Nani knew that everyone was talking about putting Jenna into elimination or voting her in into elimination because they knew her mind was just not in the game. And so I think it was a save Jenna type of move because she's obviously if she's in there, they can't touch her.
Yeah, bottom line, it gives her the option so she can go either way, you know, which is a good move as far as being a friend. So, yeah, it's just like you said, Ben, it's a safety move.
They said the Holy Trinity Alliance didn't do anything. That's our move right there.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Jenna would try in an elimination? Because I think that she would. I don't think that she'd just give it up, but I think that she'd also be fine with either outcome of her going home or staying just because of the whole Zach thing.
It's kind of like, if you want to go home, then you should just go home because it's going to be really hard to fake.
I know, but I think that she was even more embarrassed when TJ called her out basically before the challenge tonight. I think she can't do it here. People are really going to hate on me.
But like, girl, it's going to look really obvious when you are very good at competing and you're going to compete like crap in the elimination, you know?
Yes, I don't know. Who knows?
I think Nani should just take it all the way, and I want Nani to step up and volunteer herself because it's like we all need red skulls at the end of the day. So go get yourself one.
I'll say this: people always give Nani a hard time about not competing. I thought she was awesome tonight.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But all right. let's get into some, any final thoughts on what we saw tonight? Any final thoughts? Anything written down that you didn't get to say?
Boom, 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 ba-doom, this was boom, a good boom. Episode. Yeah, I liked it.
Floppy.
Glad you got to
floppy,
say that, Benny.
Floppy.
See, now we know Benny thought it was a good episode.
It was a really good episode. I
love
it.
It was probably, for me, it's probably about like a six. I think it was more about a six for me. It was
and
okay.
Now we know David thought it was a 6 out of 10. Fantastic. Yeah.
Great. I'm glad Dance Raider. Yeah. What did you guys think about the cliffhanger? Because we're losing the format a little bit. It was getting good where we got challenge, drama, elimination.
Yeah. I love the format. I hate that we're in this now. This episode, it ended so like, blah to me. I was like, what am I supposed to look forward to next week? And we don't know anything.
Well, I was like, yeah.
I
totally disagree.
Gossip for that also.
Ooh, yes, Benny. Yes, Benny.
It does look like it's getting super good, though. I will say that little teaser trailer they gave at the end was
they
like...
gave us, I'll give you that. So that's the point, though. We don't know what's going to happen in the episode next week, which I don't like. But I love the teaser trailer because we literally see Big T with blood all around her. We see that Tori, D, Bananas, and Corey go into eliminations at some point. D goes back, and it looks like it's the hall brawl. So
yes,
we get to find out a lot of people that are going to have to defend and get that red skull, which they would never show us in other seasons. But since we know they have to go into eliminations, I feel like the producer's like, let's give them some more tea. Let's give them the tea. But
yeah,
speaking of tea, Benny, you got some news and gossip?
Oh, yeah. Yes, all right. Smooth. So, start out with Jenna. I think you guys know this also. A couple of days ago, she posted on Twitter this really long message about her relationship with Zach and how, you know, it's really tough having a relationship on reality TV. And so it was like she was kind of warning us before the episode actually aired.
Yes.
So I thought it was really interesting what she said about how, you know, they only get 10 minutes to talk to their loved ones, and how whenever an episode comes on, their anxiety level goes through the roof. And we've heard it from other people, from Rogan when we talked to him. You know, he was saying his anxiety was going through the roof when last week's episode was on. So I completely get it. Some other news and gossip I want to talk about. The format of the show. So this is more gossip. I don't know if this is 100% true, but a viewer messaged me and she said that she thinks that for now on, we're not going to get a challenge in the same episode. It's going to be, or an elimination in the same episode. It's going to be the next episode. And she says it's probably because since season 36 has been postponed, so I guess they're trying to drag it out a little bit more. I could be completely wrong.
Well, Benny, I'll tell you right now, which it's funny you say that, because I honestly thought that the challenge tonight, like, that's why I got bored. I felt like they dragged out the challenge too long. I was like, usually they, like, at the end, they'll just fly through a couple people and show them, like, just going really fast through. They showed everyone's, like, full challenge tonight. Right. I was bored. I really was. So that could be really
My thing with what you said, Benny, is isn't the episode though, or the season, already technically edited and put in the can before? Like, even I think this happened?
No, I think that I'm pretty sure. I have no idea. I have no clue, to be completely honest. I have no clue. But
yeah, that's interesting. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and apparently season 36 was supposed to, or they were at least supposed to fly out to wherever they were supposed to go. Today or yesterday. So yeah.
Oh wow.
But more news and gossip. Corey was on Instagram Live like 20 minutes ago, and he pretty much said that he does think people did throw the challenge. He said, looking back at it, he does think some did throw the challenge. He didn't name any names, but he said people did actually throw it, or he thinks people did.
I know Josh. There's no way Josh did. He was so upset.
Unless he's a really good actor.
Maybe he's a really good actor. Exactly. Yeah.
I told you, he was like on an episode of Days of Our Lives or whatever it was. Remember, he got, or what? Which one was it? General Hospital. It was one of those soaps. He has a guest spot on a soap.
Does he really?
We talked about it earlier in the season.
Oh. Yeah. And then
I'm gullible. I'm like, hey.
Because he won Big Brother.
Nelson, he was on Instagram Live also when Corey was on, And Nelson pretty much said he doesn't think Anissa threw the challenge. He was really mad at the moment. And he said something, I didn't catch all of this, but he said something like he was upset that Anissa was giving so much praise to Jordan and Nani for winning. Something like that. But he did 100% say that he did not think that Anissa threw the challenge, and he said that they're all good. And
these guys have nothing better to talk about. I mean same with us, I guess, too, because come on, Nelson. Whatever, man.
Oh man, with her giving praise, I don't like Anissa has been in this realm doing the challenge for so long. She is not here for the bullshit anymore. She is giving credit where credit is due, and I think Nelson is reading way too much into this.
Yeah, I could be wrong about the giving praise part, because that's where I literally got into the live part. But that's just trying to get down
to the nitty gritty, guys. Okay.
Benny's giving us some like half brewed tea here. Like you haven't let it stick to a full steep yet.
We've got 9 minutes left, guys. I've got a quick game to play if you guys are interested.
Yeah. Hold on, Big Dan, if you don't mind, I just want to send a quick shout out to the live chat. As always, we're killing it here, guys. Love seeing your guys' responses. So we just want to say what's up to all you guys out there.
Are they saying nice things, David?
What's up?
They are. It's going off, dude.
All right, I'm glad. That's great. That is really nice to know that we are loved.
Right? Give us a good comment when you read one.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so here's the game. All you gotta do is just shout out the answer. But Jenna, you know, we'll play your rules. You only get one guess. You like that, Jenna?
Okay.
I thought you were gonna go
trick tag
hoe. No, Jenna, Bria Carter just put shout out, Jenna. There you go. There's your shout out.
There you go. Bria Carter shouted you out.
Bria Carter just put shout out.
Oh, what's up, Bria?
Yeah.
There we go.
Go ahead, Dan.
All right. So here's the first question, everybody. Who has appeared the most on the challenge?
Bananas.
Johnny Bananas.
David. Wow, David.
All right.
Well, I mean, that was a layup question.
Don't call me a layup. Come on.
Why did you say it then?
It's not you. I said it wrong. I thought it was a trick question because that's too easy.
I actually thought it was a trick question also.
Nope. bonus question here. How many times has Bananas appeared on the challenge? Give me a number.
30. 17.
I was going to say 17. 19. I'll say 19.
The answer is 20. David, you almost got a second point there. You were so
30 is like a little aggressive, Jenna. I'm very dumb.
You're having fun tonight. That's all that matters. Who has won the most seasons of the challenge?
Bananas.
Bananas is correct. Benny again. Here we go. And then, of course, the bonus question here is how many wins does Bananas have?
20.
7.
No, he has 5.
Now he's being aggressive. David's being aggressive.
6.
He has 6.
7. I'm giving it to Jenna with 6. That is
like, yes.
Yes.
Give me that.
Jenna, do you want to name all the 6 right now, too? I'm joking. Oh, you can, though. I have it listed.
That's all I can remember.
What'd you say?
X's. Free agents. Didn't he win free agents?
You're nailing it. Free agents, Rivals 3, The Island, The Ruins.
Rivals 3, The Ruins.
Okay, Wes, giving all the answers.
You're doing great. Most elimination wins.
Oh.
Jordan?
Nope.
That's a good one. I'm going to say...
I'm going to say Bananas again.
Not Bananas.
Wes
is correct. David, you actually almost said it before the question. That was great. But Jenna, you are on the board here with 2 now. You're in the lead, actually.
Can you
guess how many, guys? How many elimination wins does Wes have?
I have no idea.
16.
17.
15.
It's 14. You guys are all so close, though.
What did Benny say? 15? So he's the closest.
I wasn't going to do it that way. I thought we were doing exact answers. No? I'm sorry.
I would give
I've already messed this game up, clearly. Who has won the most consecutive seasons?
Jordan. Yeah.
It's not Jordan.
You can make a guess now.
Wes? No.
I don't know.
3.
Banana? No.
What?
Ashley.
No, it's actually Jarrell. He won 4 in a row. You got to go old
school. Oh, I would have never got
Gauntlet,
that.
Gauntlet, the Inferno, the Inferno 2, and Fresh Meat.
Wow.
Nice.
There we go. Who has won the most money?
Ashley.
Benny's in there. Without going over, can you guys guess how much money she's won? Whoever's closest here, without going over.
No,
$1.5 million.
$1.5 million.
$1.7 million.
$1.7 million and
higher or lower?
I'm not saying. I don't want to give it away.
$2 million.
No. $1.1 million, I guess.
Though. Oh,
wow. Yeah. I thought Homegirl was like rolling in it.
Good for her.
She is still rolling, yeah.
I'll take that 1.1. Shoot.
I know, right? Yeah. Most elimination losses.
Ooh. That's hard. That's embarrassing.
Right.
That's really hard.
Damn, that's tough.
Are they like
Anissa?
Are you right?
Not Anissa. Is everyone okay?
Any person in challenge history?
Or is it someone very popular? You guys can easily get it. It's
Leroy?
Not, what's that? No, not
Leroy.
No, I'm just gonna throw them out there. Let's see.
Not
bananas. Wes.
Bananas. David.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was a call out. Oh, guess.
That makes sense. Then I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
You want to guess how many
really
he has? How many elimination losses does he have?
Well, he was on 20, right?
He was on 20 seasons, so he has less than that now. David's narrowing it down.
15?
Anyone else? You're very close, David. I'll give you that.
14?
19.
10.
You're closer, David.
12.
No, it's 13, David.
Oh, man. So close.
Oh, my God. Are we boring people to death?
I have two more quick questions here, guys. Most challenges without winning a final is?
Ooh.
Oh, this is
Nani?
A good one.
Nope.
Tori?
Nope.
I feel like Nani's a really good one.
Nani's an excellent one. It's.
It could be Leroy, too.
Leroy is correct. And it's funny because said it last question that it was Leroy for the last one. Jenna, you just took the lead. Final question. Jenna's got 3. Benny and David have 2. It's anyone's game.
Jenna.
Tie it up, gentlemen, right now.
Good luck.
How many seasons has he competed on? Leroy.
Who, Leroy?
Leroy?
Yes.
9.
David.
That's a really good guess. 11.
12.
The answer is 11. Jenna.
Jenna.
What a game. That was so close. I love it.
Good job.
I love it. Hey, guys, we got 3 minutes left. We'll talk about that trailer again real quick.
Yeah.
Did you think anything was crazy? My biggest thing was, why is Big T have blood around her? That was my whole.
Right.
I'm so blood. Stoked for that.
I feel like she was touching the back of her head. Like, is everything, okay?
Or
is
she freaking out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, my thing is, I'm stoked for Big T. She is, I really want to see her beasted out this season since she was, like, eliminated so early last season.
Right.
So I hope she makes it far.
I'm curious to hear your guys' predictions as far as who you think's going in next week.
Well, I just you. Okay, yeah. So Dan was saying he hated the cliffhanger. He thought it was anticlimactic. I actually love the cliffhanger. Because with Jenna being in the tribunal, it's kind of a curveball. We have no idea what direction that's going to go. Is Nani going to volunteer? Is Jenna, is she just going to, fake the elimination and go home? Or is somehow Tori going to get in there because Jordan's in there? So I feel like a lot of feathers are going to be ruffled next week with the girls. And I'm very excited to see the dynamic shift within the girls of the house. Because we haven't really seen anything. Like, now it's time for us to figure out, whose side are we on? Who's going to vote for who? Like, let's make something happen here besides, the same old boring stuff we've already been through. And also, I'm so sad to see Jay go, but I feel the same with him being gone. A lot more is now going to happen with who's going to go into elimination because they don't have him to be the scapegoat anymore. So it's let's get it going.
Do you think Jenna or Tori will be thrown in next week?
Neither.
I think that Jordan's going to really push for Tori. So I'm thinking Tori, but that's like the obvious choice. So the challenge doesn't want me to know that. So they don't want us to know anything. So
I think Kayla's in trouble. Actually, really? I think she's going to get the house vote because everyone was talking about throwing Jenna in because her head isn't in the game. Kayla is also going through a lot of stuff, making her head not in the game. Jenna stayed. So Kayla, I think the house is going to vote for Kayla to go in.
Well, that's interesting. Good call. Good
Benny, I'm glad you brought that up because I had a similar thought where it's like, Kayla's in the same situation. Why is the focus so much on Jenna and Jenna being checked out and going to elimination? Kayla's pretty much in the same boat.
Yeah.
Kayla and Tori next week.
Maybe. I have a question. What do you guys think if you're one of the bigger female competitors and you, like, say you're the Tori and you're trying to get into elimination, who do you think on the female side she should want to go against?
You can say Jenna all you want, but I still think she's a great competitor. So I'd have no idea, right? I mean,
it's really hard.
I guess you could say Big T because she's hasn't done much yet in theory. I mean, we don't really know about her. I don't know.
We have to remember Tori took out Jenny last season. Right. So Tori, she's a beast.
Tori's a beast.
So
yeah.
I don't understand why Tori's like, I just want the easiest person because Tori can take out like the big dogs.
You don't want to take that chance, right?
Exactly,
guys. We are a minute over, so I'm gonna just say thank you guys all for joining us. Give out your handles real quick, guys. Benny,
you guys can find me on all social media at Benny J Adams, and make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV's exclusive challenge Instagram page at Challenge Me Now.
Nice, Jenna.
Just my first name underscore my last name.
David PRC.
Find me at David_Christopher_official on Instagram or every Wednesday with these awesome people here.
Yeah, and I'm Daniel Lindgren. You hit me up at Idiot Box Boys on TikTok. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you next week. Woohoo! Bye.
Later, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.